I'm Nathan Cones here with your KCIM Week in Review for Sunday, September 26th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, the Calhoun County Sheriff's Office K-9 died unexpectedly last Friday due to medical issues. Sheriff Pat Riley says K-9 Zoa experienced a ruptured pancreas and the complications were terminal. Zoa had been with the agency for only a few months before her death. The sheriff's office launched a fundraising campaign earlier this year, and the community quickly raised the $20,000+ needed to get the K-9 unit operational. Riley says they're hoping to have a new K-9 acquired as soon as possible. At number 9, Carroll Community School District Superintendent says they have had a great start to the year, but numbers are mirroring the numbers from the same time about a year ago. Dr. Casey Burlaw reports they had about 15 students out due to positive COVID-19 cases earlier this week. At the board's meeting Thursday, school officials indicated they are not planning to implement a mask mandate at this time. At number 8, New Cooperative confirmed a cyber attack. The local co-op says the attack was successfully contained, but did not say whether it had paid the hackers ransom demands for $5.9 million. This is only the latest in a series of attacks aimed at private businesses over the last year. At number 7, a Carroll man accused of lying on a background check during a gun purchase has reached a plea agreement with prosecutors. 23-year-old Tomas Vincent Pratt will plead guilty to possession of a firearm by a felon, a Class D felony. He was originally charged for trying to purchase a .223 caliber rifle from a local gun shop, as well as lying on an Iowa permit to carry weapons. Those charges will be dropped after sentencing. At number 6, a combine pulled down a power pole and lines in Jefferson last week. The equipment was being operated by Troy Pop of Sherdan last Thursday when the lines were pulled down. The incident serves as a reminder as we move into harvest season for farmers and motorists to use increased caution while on the roadways. At number 5, the Carroll Police Department responded to 2 accidents, one with minor injuries, over last weekend. You can find those accident details online at carrollbroadcasting.com. At number 4, a Sac City man charged with felony drug possession in Carroll County District Court. That's 61-year-old Doug Edward Lentz. He faces one count of third or subsequent offense possession of methamphetamine, a Class D felony, which carries a maximum penalty of up to 5 years in prison. Narcotics were seized from his vehicle during a routine traffic stop in Carroll earlier this year. At number 3, an accident was reported when occupants were unable to exit their vehicle due to damage. No injuries reported in that, but details on that and all other accidents in the area, again, can be found at carrollbroadcasting.com. At number 2, Coon Rapids natives collaborate in the creation of a user-friendly local events app. Those natives, Jake Zanders and Sam Honnold, created Neighbored as a way to keep people up to date on events in their area. The app is currently available for Apple and Android devices, as well as a web application. And then the top story from the past week, the Iowa Department of Public Health has announced the resignation of Director Dr. Caitlin Padotti. Governor Reynolds says Padotti played a critical role in the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and thanked her for her public service. Officials indicated she was leaving to pursue other career opportunities, but did not provide any other details. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.